It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Cotton Incorporated is evaluating a wide array of precision farming technologies and encourages growers to consider the applicability of these new tools to their operations. From advanced sensing and controls to aerial imaging prescriptions that optimize inputs, precision farming could help you become a more profitable and more sustainable cotton producer. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, dedicated to increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
Well, the 50 centers are still out there, and they're beginning to beat their drums louder and louder right now. USDA's supply demand report set the tone this past week with a slightly bearish but marginally neutral report to begin the week on Monday. But then we just had a full-scale epidemic of flu in the cotton market. It's really extremely rare and all but unheard of when we see a day when all foreign exchange currencies trade lower against the dollar. There's always one or two that'll tag along with the dollar. They stuck a real strong bearish needle right in all the markets, not only just cotton. It tended to excite those cotton bears that are looking to burst through this 58-57 cent support price. So for now, this 58-cent trading range has held extremely well. Export sales for the week turned out to be extremely strong, and they actually represented a marketing year high as the net upland sales totaled just short of 450,000 bales, not quite, but close. Pima had tacked on another nearly 6,000 bales. Not only were sales at a high for the year, export shipments, the loading, was actually also a marketing year high. We shipped out Pima and Upland as well, about 235,000 bales. Purchases this past week, large customers of U.S. China was in for 190,000 bales. Vietnam, another 130,000 bales. Turkey was some 55,000 bales. And then Taiwan was in for about 20,000 bales. But these major customers were significant buyers. And from everything we could see, they've been in the market this week again with the market struggling. So, and I would add, too, that quality continues to be at the very top of the Chinese mills list. As we have seen, the cash basis for both Midlands and Strict Midlands improve in the face of declining New York prices. World production was marginally increased, a couple of 100,000 bales. World consumption did take a bit of a hit. It was reduced 400,000 bales in total. 500,000 reduction was noticed in China, and a little increase in some other places. So basically, the job of the cotton market, unfortunately, is to reduce the 2015 cotton plantings such that a crop of something like 104 to 106 million bales is going to be produced. Now, for the last 2 years, we've had about 118, 119 million bales of cotton grown in the world. And now I'm suggesting to you that the job of the market is to cut that by some 12 to 14 million bales in this coming season. So I think that's what we're seeing, and the market is telling us that it wants us to disappear some acres this year, and the current trends in both Brazil and China are supporting that from what we're seeing with expectations of plantings there. We're also seeing our growers, you guys, suggesting that you're going to plant less this year. India should reduce their plantings. It's still up in the air there in the fact that they overtook China this year as the world's leading producer, and they're feeling a little adrenaline to push that out further, but at the same time, the government is suggesting that they won't have much support for any increased acreage. Certainly, we'll see a significant decline coming on the world market this season, but will it be enough is the question we can't answer at this stage. This market proved this week that it's has a good bit of moxie in it in holding this 58-cent range, this bottom down here. So I think we'll stay with that for now. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.